'Tis Wade Ranthley with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Although in reaction to President Trump, support for a strong authoritarian leader has fallen among Americans to the lowest level since the mid-1990s, support for a strong leader who doesn't have to bother with Congress or elections is much higher among Trump primary voters, 32%, than among voters for any other primary candidate, Republican or Democrat. Even more authoritarian are the voters who switched from Barack Obama in 2012 to Trump in 2016. 45% of them support a strong leader, and 45% also don't agree that democracy is preferable to any other kind of government. Whistleblower documents suggest several career personnel in Justice Department and other departments were targeted as part of a cleaning initiative. Some emails refer to staffers as turncoat or associated with previous policy. Representative Elijah Cummings from Maryland and Elliot Engel from New York are going to investigate. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office for the first time has subpoenaed records from Trump's businesses connected to Russian investments in his investigation of election tampering in 2016. As thousands of students walked out of their schools to pressure Congress to approve gun control legislation, three other students were healing from wounds inflicted when a teacher's firearm accidentally discharged in a classroom in California. Exercise among middle-aged and older adults in the Western world is rare. By most estimates, only about 10% of people past the age of 65 work out regularly. Flight attendants at WestJet in Canada are claiming that they are paid less than minimum wage and often only an amount equal to the time in the air itself. 73% of teachers oppose the idea of arming staff members, while 20% support it, according to a nationwide survey of almost 500 teachers of kindergarten through 12th grade conducted by Gallup polls. Rihanna, the pop star, took to Instagram, a direct competitor for Snapchat, to criticize an ad they made for making light of domestic violence. Stock prices for Snap Inc., the parent company of Snapchat, sank by 4%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.